The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, a British court has ruled today that people born in Northern Ireland are legally British, even if they identify as Irish under the rights granted in the Good Friday Agreement, and that they remain British unless they register a change in their citizenship. This is a result of a case taken by our next guest, Emma D'Souza from Derry. Emma, thank you very much for joining us on what must be a very disappointing day for you.
Thank you for having me. Yes, we are deeply disappointed by this decision today. It is a knockback for us, a setback for us, but we will, of course, remain undeterred and we'll have to continue with this battle.
Okay, tell us about how this case came about, please.
Well, the case really began as an immigration case back in 2015 when I applied to stabilise my husband's status as a spouse of an Irish and EU national. Now, we applied for his EEA residence card, the same application and visa that all Irish citizens in the United Kingdom go through. This, however, which should have been a simple process, was denied on the grounds that the British government and the Home Office have said I'm automatically British, having been born in Northern Ireland. Now, I've never held a British passport. I haven't claimed British citizenship. I'm an Irish citizen by birth, by law, and under the Good Friday Agreement. So it was quite a surprise to get this refusal back in 2015. We then appealed and won in the court, but we have faced this setback today.
Okay, where do you live at present, Emma?
I live in Belfast at the moment with my husband and our 3 dogs.
Okay, and do you pay taxes in Britain?
Of course, but I have heard this argument before, this idea that, oh, because I pay my taxes to the British, therefore I'm British. And listen, my husband's American. He pays his taxes to the British government. It doesn't make him a British citizen. Just because I'm resident in the United Kingdom doesn't mean I shouldn't be able to avail of my rights as an Irish and an EU citizen.
The residency is the issue here. I wasn't suggesting that because you paid your taxes that made
Sorry,
you a British citizen.
I've been getting it a few times today, so I maybe preempted that one there.
I can understand that, Emma. I can understand why you say it. Don't worry. But it does leave you now in a difficult position. I mean, do you actually have to now formally renounce your British citizenship, even though you never travelled under a British passport and travel under an Irish one?
Yeah, this is the big problem here, because what they're asking of me and of any Irish citizen in Northern Ireland that wants to avail of their rights as an Irish and an EU citizen is that we have to go through this process of renunciation of British citizenship. Now, this process requires an Irish citizen to declare themselves as British. They have to state, I'm a British citizen. They then have to pay £372, give up their freedom of movement for 6 months, and at the end of it, they actually risk deportation. I've seen cases where an Irish citizen in Northern Ireland has renounced British citizenship. And then they've been told they no longer have a right to remain. So there's all kinds of negative consequences and impacts that renunciation of British citizenship can have. So in the first instance, we just should not have to do this. The birthright under the Good Friday Agreement gives us a right to be accepted as Irish or British or both. And this idea that we are to first renounce British citizenship, I mean, it goes completely against the Good Friday Agreement.
What are you going to do now, Emma? Are there any other courts to which you can appeal this judgment?
Absolutely. We can now appeal to the Court of Appeal, which we're going to start preparing a case to take it to the Court of Appeal, because the implications from this case, I mean, they can't be understated. What happened here today is the British government has separated identity and citizenship under the Good Friday Agreement. In my view, they have rewritten that part of the Good Friday Agreement. And I mean, what that can mean for everyone in Northern Ireland and for the peace process and for the Good Friday Agreement is enormous. So we have to appeal. We don't see how we have any other choice. And we hope that we can proceed to the Court of Appeal and take it higher and get the judgment that we all need in Northern Ireland.
Because when you say the British government, it is the British government, because this is the Home Office, which is one of the most important departments of the British government, which actually took this case against you.
Absolutely. And we have confirmation that the Council on behalf of the Home Office is taking direct orders from Johnson's cabinet. This is coming from the Home Secretary, Priti Patel. They are the ones that are pushing this forward, and it will have a massive impact on how NI citizens will access their EU rights and entitlements if Brexit happens. So there's all kinds of further things that can happen with this case that it can be taken forward. So, you know, it's not good.
Emma D'Souza, thank you very much for taking the time to join us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.